Hello again. Now, a tale from more recent times. In 1904, 63-year-old John Gilpin died in a house in this very yard, in what you would call suspicious circumstances. John had met a younger woman many years earlier, and his family had disowned him due to this relationship. He set up home with his housekeeper, Elizabeth Nicholson, and they quickly brought 5 children into the world. However, as John was getting older, he was described as becoming more senile. Elizabeth, in order to help the family, took in a discharged soldier called Thomas Metcalfe. Thomas was a younger man with a somewhat colourful past. Now, it doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to work out what happened next. Elizabeth began an affair with Thomas. After this, John's condition quickly deteriorated, and he soon died. There was much suspicion. But after an examination, the doctor wrote on the death certificate, senile decay as the cause, and John was buried. A short time later, the police received an anonymous letter sprayed with blood, saying that he'd been murdered. The body was exhumed and a thorough post-mortem arranged. Well, it was discovered that John had been poisoned by massive amounts of arsenic being added to his food and drink. Dreadful. Elizabeth and Thomas were arrested. Thomas admitted forging checks in John's name to buy arsenic, but said it was for killing the rats, not the people. The prosecution surmised it had probably been put in his daily drink of rum, and they were both tried for murder. After 6 minutes of debate by the jury, they were found guilty and sentenced to die, to be hanged until the air drained from their body. Elizabeth was found guilty of murder, and Thomas with aiding and abetting. However, whilst awaiting their execution date, the case against Thomas was dropped, and the trial judge stated that it would be unfair to hang Elizabeth on her own. Therefore, the guilty verdict was rescinded, and the 2 murderers were freed to walk again in society. So beware tonight when you stop off from your usual tipple. It may be worse than a splash of lime added to it.